Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be talking about something that I think every freelancer has probably thought about at some point, and that is using genuine software for their work.
Yeah.
We're diving into a blog post today by a freelancer named Chepchni Mutai, and they make a pretty bold claim. They actually say that using pirated software could be the reason for 80% of a freelancer's misfortunes.
Wow, 80%, that's a lot. It really does make you think, is there a connection between the tools we use and how well we do in our freelance careers?
That's exactly what we're going to unpack. So Mutai starts off by talking about some bad experiences that they had with something called cracked software, which is basically, you know, illegal copies of programs that get passed around. You don't have to pay for them.
Right. And that's where all of this potential for bad luck kind of comes into play. Mutai talks about how they were misled by some IT experts who installed this cracked software on their computer. And then when their system would crash or there were errors, they would blame it on, you know, other factors. And so Mutai ended up wasting a lot of time and money unnecessarily.
It's like a tech nightmare. Like you're at the mercy of somebody else who's supposed to be the expert.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really costly, you know, not just money, but also time wasted. I think it just highlights how important it is, even if you're not super techie, to at least have a basic understanding of the software that you're using.
Oh, for sure. And I think it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the technical stuff, but even a little bit of knowledge can go a long way to protect you and make sure that you're using the right tools for your work.
For sure. And you know, it's one thing if your computer's crashing because you're using cracked software, but Mutai actually takes this idea a step further and connects using pirated software to a lack of gratitude toward the people who actually made those tools, the developers.
It's an interesting way to look at it. You know, they're saying that by buying the real deal, genuine software, freelancers are showing their appreciation for all the hard work and innovation that went into creating these programs. And Mutai seems to think that, you know, that gratitude might actually lead to better luck down the road.
It's definitely a different way to think about it. Whether or not you believe that or not, I think it does make you pause and think about how much we value the tools that we use to make a living.
Absolutely. So let's step away from the kind of metaphysical for a minute and think about some of the more practical advantages of using genuine software.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, the real concrete benefits.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that Mutai highlights?
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest ones is peace of mind. Imagine this. You're working on a project and the deadline is looming, and then all of a sudden your software crashes. Now, if you're using pirated software, you are on your own trying to fix it.
Oh, just thinking about that gives me anxiety. Like you're frantically searching online, hoping that somebody out there has a miracle fix while the clock is ticking away.
Yeah.
Exactly. But when you've got genuine software, you usually have access to support from the company that made it. So you can contact them directly for help. And that can save you hours and hours of frustration and maybe even save the entire project.
Yeah, that kind of support can really be a game changer, especially when you're a freelancer juggling different clients and projects. It's like having a safety net for your business.
I like that. A safety net. That's a good way to put it. Another huge advantage is that genuine software just tends to work better. It's more stable. You're way less likely to run into bugs, glitches, and crashes that can totally disrupt your flow and mess with the quality of your work.
That's something that I've definitely experienced before. It's like you're walking on eggshells when you're using cracked software, always waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're constantly nervous that something's going to go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that does not help you produce your best work.
Nope, not at all. In the blog post, Mutai even shares how their work actually got way better after they made the switch to genuine software.
So it's not even just about avoiding those crashes. It's about being able to actually use the software to its full potential. And that, of course, can really improve the quality of everything that you're putting out there.
For sure. And this leads to another point that Mutai makes, which is that buying genuine software can almost be like a symbolic act. It shows that you're really serious about succeeding.
I love that. It's like you're making a statement saying, I believe for myself, I'm investing in my freelance career. And that kind of commitment can really set you apart from the competition.
Absolutely. And it can lead to some pretty tangible results too, like getting more done, producing higher quality work, and happy clients, which usually leads to more money.
It's like a chain reaction, right? Invest in the right tools and all these good things start to happen. But I think we have to talk about the elephant in the room here. Genuine software can be really expensive, especially for new freelancers who are maybe just getting started. It can feel impossible to afford.
Totally. That's a big concern for a lot of people. And that's where things get really interesting because it forces us to ask ourselves, okay, do the pros outweigh the cons here and make a decision that feels right, both for our wallets and you know what we believe in?
So how does Mutai deal with that dilemma, especially for freelancers who are struggling to afford genuine software? What do they say?
Well, they don't really have a magic solution. Instead of getting too hung up on the price, they want freelancers to think about the long-term return on that investment.
So instead of just looking at the upfront cost, they want us to consider how much we could potentially make down the line if we use genuine software.
Exactly. They say that by using genuine software, freelancers are more likely to get more work done, and that can lead to charging more for their services and having happier clients.
Okay, so it's about playing the long game, thinking about the bigger picture. Putting in the investment now in yourself and your tools can lead to bigger financial rewards later on. It's like that saying, you have to spend money to make money.
Exactly. Mutai actually uses their own experience as an example and talks about how their income went way up after switching to genuine software.
That's pretty convincing. I mean, if somebody else has done it, it shows that it's possible. The upfront cost might seem scary, but if it could lead to bigger and better things, maybe it's worth it. But I do think we have to acknowledge that for some freelancers, waiting for that long-term payoff just isn't an option. You know, they need to make money right now, and using pirated software might seem like the only way to do that.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in for sure, especially when you have bills piling up and you're just trying to get your foot in the door. It's a real struggle for a lot of freelancers.
So does Mutai, condemn those freelancers who choose to use pirated software?
Not at all. In fact, they talk openly about how they use pirated software for years themselves.
Really?
Yeah, so it's more about raising awareness and getting people to really think about the software they're using, both the good and the bad that could come with it.
So it's about having all the information and making a choice that you feel good about.
Yeah, and they even ask a very pointed question in the blog post. Do you own a genuine software that you use in your freelancing business? Do you know if the software you are using is genuine?
That's a good question. It makes you stop and think. I mean, sometimes we might not even realize that we're using pirated software. Maybe we hired someone to set up our computer and they just installed a bunch of cracked programs without us even knowing.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that happening before, and that can cause a ton of problems later down the line.
So is Mutai saying that no one should ever use pirated software, like a zero tolerance policy?
Not really. Remember, they understand that money is a big factor for a lot of freelancers.
Right.
So it's about carefully thinking about all the risks and all the benefits and making a decision that works for your own situation and beliefs.
And that decision is going to look different for everybody, right? There's no one-size-fits-all answer here. I think what's important is just understanding all sides of this issue so you can make a choice that feels right for you.
Totally. Knowing what's at stake is the first step.
Okay, so let's recap the main points that Mutai is making about genuine software. It's not just about following the law, it's about peace of mind, knowing that your software is reliable and that you have support if you need it. It's about making sure that your work is high quality. It's about acknowledging the people who made these programs that we use every day. And it's even a way of showing yourself that you're serious about your freelance business.
Oh, and don't forget about Mutai's idea that using pirated software could actually bring you bad luck in your freelance work.
Yeah, that 80% statistic. I don't know if I buy the whole pirated software equals misfortune thing, but it definitely makes you stop and think, huh, are there consequences to my actions?
It's definitely an interesting way to look at things, right? Maybe there's more to this whole issue than we realize.
Totally. So now that we've talked about all of this, how do you feel about genuine software and the role that it plays in your own freelance work?
That's a good question to ask yourself. What's most important to you? What are your priorities when it comes to choosing software?
Exactly. And the answer is probably going to be different for everyone. It's all about figuring out that balance that works for you and your business. And speaking of balance, I think there's another aspect of this conversation that we should dive into.
Oh, really? Like,
Well, we've talked about the cost of genuine software,
yeah.
but what about all the different ways you can actually buy it? Like, are there different licensing models that freelancers should know about?
Yeah, that's a great point. There are actually several different approaches to software licensing, and they each have their own pros and cons that freelancers should definitely think about.
Perfect. Let's break down each one and see how freelancers can figure out which one makes the most sense for them, both practically and financially. So we've talked about how genuine software can be really helpful for freelancers, but it can also be tough to afford. You mentioned that there are different ways to buy software. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. One way is called subscription-based licensing. Basically, you pay a fee every month or every year to use the software. This can be great for freelancers who want flexibility and don't want to pay a huge amount all at once.
That makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like renting your software instead of buying it outright.
Yeah, exactly. And usually with subscriptions, you get all the latest updates and new features, which is really nice. The downside is that if you stop paying, you can't use the software anymore.
So it's important to make sure you can actually afford that monthly or yearly payment.
Right. Now, another option is called perpetual licensing. With this one, you pay one price and you get to use the software forever. This is a good choice for freelancers who use specific software all the time and don't want to keep paying over and over.
So it's like buying a house. You own it and you can use it as long as you want.
Exactly. But with perpetual licenses, you usually don't get free updates. So if you want the newest version later on, you might have to pay extra.
So you have to think about whether it's better to pay once and own it or pay a little bit regularly and always have the latest version.
Exactly. Now, there's also something called open source software. This is software that anyone can use for free, change, and even share with others. This can be amazing for freelancers on a tight budget because it's totally free.
Wow, free software. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any downsides to using open source software?
Well, sometimes you don't get the same level of support that you would with paid software. If you have a problem, you might have to figure it out yourself or ask other people in the community for help. And sometimes open source software can be a bit harder to learn because it might not have a fancy user-friendly interface.
So it takes a little bit more effort to use, but for freelancers who are comfortable with that, it sounds like a really great way to get powerful tools without spending any money.
For sure. And there are a lot of communities online where you can get help with open source software. It's a great way to connect with other people and learn from each other.
That sounds awesome. So we talked about subscriptions, perpetual licenses, and open source software. Is there anything else freelancers should keep in mind when choosing software?
Yeah, you really need to think about what kind of work you do and what software is necessary for that. Do you need a really fancy program for editing videos or designing graphics? Or can you use something simpler that's free? It's worth doing some research and comparing different options to see what fits your needs and your budget best.
That's great advice. It's easy to get tempted by the shiny new software, but sometimes the free options are just as good.
Exactly. And another tip, don't be afraid to try things out. A lot of companies offer free trials of their software so you can test it before you buy it.
That's a great idea. That way you can see if you actually like it and if it's easy to use before you spend any money. This is all super helpful information.
Glad to help. Now, going back to Mutai's blog post, there's another interesting point they bring up about pirated software. They ask readers to really think about whether it's ethical to use pirated software, even if you can't afford to buy it.
That's a tough question. It makes you think about what's right and wrong. But for freelancers who are struggling to make ends meet, it can feel like a no-win situation. If you can't afford the software, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, it definitely highlights a problem in the software industry. It would be great if software was more affordable, especially for small businesses and freelancers who don't have tons of money to spend.
I agree. Maybe software companies could offer special discounts for freelancers or create payment plans that are easier to manage.
That would be great. It would give more people access to the tools they need while still respecting the people who created those tools.
Exactly. Everyone would win. Now, circling back to Mutai's initial claim that 80% of freelancer struggles are due to pirated software. What do you think about that?
Well, I wouldn't say that all freelancer problems are because of pirated software, but I think Mutai's experience shows how important it is to have software that you can rely on. Trying to save money by using cracked software can backfire and cause even more problems.
It's like a warning. It's better to invest in good software, whether it's paid or open source, than to risk using something that might not work properly.
Right. And I also really liked what Mutai said about gratitude, remembering to appreciate the people who make the software we use. It's easy to forget that there are real people behind these programs who work hard to make them.
It's a good reminder. We should appreciate these tools that make our work possible.
Absolutely. It's a simple thing, but it can make a big difference in how we feel about our work.
So what's the most important thing you learned from Mutai's blog post?
I think it's that choosing software is a big decision for freelancers. It's not just about the price. You have to think about how well it works, how reliable it is, and whether it's ethical to use.
It's about making a choice that feels good, and that helps you in your freelance work. And we've talked about a lot of ways freelancers can do that, right?
Totally. There are different ways to buy software. There are free options out there, and there are even free trials you can use to try things out.
It's good to know that we have choices. And speaking of choices, didn't Mutai say that they actually offer video editing and content creation services?
Yeah. They use genuine software to run their business. It's like they're practicing what they preach.
Right. We should definitely share links to their blog posts and their services in the show notes so people can check them out.
Definitely. I think a lot of freelancers could learn from their experience.
This has been a really interesting conversation about genuine software. We've covered a lot of ground here, from the problems with pirated software to the advantages of using genuine software and all the different ways you can buy it.
We even touched on some of the ethical questions involved.
It's been a great discussion. What are your final thoughts for our listeners as they think about the role of genuine software in their own freelance businesses?
I would say take some time to think about the software you're using right now. Ask yourself,
are the tools that you're using actually helping you achieve your goals? Or are they maybe holding you back? Are there other options out there that might be a better fit for, you know, your budget, your values, all of that?
Yeah, those are really good questions to think about. And remember, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's all about what works best for you and your own individual freelance journey.
Exactly. It's about making decisions that help you succeed and feel good about your work.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of support out there for freelancers trying to figure this all out.
Oh, for sure. There are tons of resources online, like forums, articles, tutorials, all dedicated to helping freelancers choose the right software. It's like having a whole team of tech experts in your pocket.
I like that. A team of tech experts in your pocket. And, you know, with a little bit of effort, you can definitely find the tools that are going to help you take your freelance business to the next level.
You know, speaking of leveling up, I think it's worth mentioning again what Mutai said about gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind of being a freelancer that we forget to appreciate the tools that make our work possible.
It's true. It's a good reminder to take a step back and think about all the people who worked hard to create the software that we use every single day.
Exactly. Whether it's thanking the developers directly or just acknowledging how much these tools contribute to our success, I think a little bit of gratitude can go a long way.
I agree. It can really change how we think about our work and maybe make the whole freelance experience a little more positive and fulfilling.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today about genuine software and what it means for freelancers. We talked about the downsides of using pirated software, the benefits of using genuine software, and all the different ways to buy it. We even touched on some pretty deep questions about what's right and wrong when it comes to software.
Yeah, this has been a really thought-provoking conversation. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of genuine software. We hope you learned a thing or two and feel more confident about choosing the right software for your freelance business.
Absolutely. Remember, freelancing is all about learning as you go, adapting to new things, and finding people and resources that can help you succeed.
That's right. So keep exploring, keep creating, and keep diving deep. We'll see you next time.